questions about that? Or comments?
How to get more earth then?
There's a breath that you can do. Do you want to do the elements? Let's do the elemental breaths. We have these instructions online, Patty. You can go and listen to them. We also have these little yellow packets which contain the practices that we just sell for the cost of materials because we don't sell the teachings, but we like to make them available. And then we'll close. I may read just one little other passage and then we'll close for the day. But it's a very helpful practice. They're elemental breaths, which are, they follow the same cycle as the purification breaths. So we'll be in the nose, out the nose, in the nose, out the mouth, in the mouth, out the nose, in the mouth, out the mouth. The difference is you're asked to do them in a rhythmic pattern now, and I'll help keep the rhythm. And it also is done with concentrating first with the glance, with eyes closed to the tip of the nose for the first series of the breaths. What this does, let's just do that much. Close your eyes. And put your glance, you can open your eyes just a little bit if you need to look at the tip of the nose and then close your eyes. And breathe and see what happens to the energy. Notice what's going on in the spine and in the head. Breathe in and out the nose. Notice the energy. There may be a sensation of the energy rising. You may notice a sensation at the base of the skull. Concentrating the eyes in this way allows the, really calls forth the spinal fluid to rise up the spine. That's why the yogis use these eye asanas or postures, you would call them. An asana is a posture with the eyes. The breath is in the nose and out the nose. And while we breathe in and out the nose, we think of the breath moving and spreading in a horizontal direction. In a horizontal direction. This is the element of earth. The earth has the ability to shape our character and offer it stability and groundedness. This is the element through which all the elements descend into the earth plane to give manifestation. We breathe in the nose and out the nose. And this is a rather, it's a base practice, and yet it could be considered a little complex for some. But if you can, add to the breath and the concentration at the tip of the nose, seeing an orb of light, the color of amber, a yellow, golden, orangey light. And when you breathe in that color through the tip of your nose. Let it be absorbed, not just through the nostrils, through the tip of the nose. You see, we think, oh, I'm breathing in and out my nose. No, everything's breathing. And it is given in a rhythmic pattern of breathing in 4 and out 6. So we'll do 5 breaths like that, and then we'll move on to the instructions to the next element. So if you'll breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the nose, out nose. In, in. Out. In. Allow your awareness to move to the bridge of the nose, the area where the nose is just coming out from your forehead. And there, feel the breath moving in and out through that center, as if you're breathing in there. And allow the eyes, this is why we do it with our eyes closed, so we don't feel that strain on our eyes. Yet, your awareness and your eyes are cast to that place. You may notice a little bit of a sensation if you're aware. In time, these awarenesses come. But you may feel the energy moving a little bit differently in your body. Also, you may feel sensations in your head. The energy will move in its position within the brain. Why? Number one, breath at the tip of the nose is drawing the fluid, the spinal fluid, up to the base of the brain, the cerebellum, I believe that's called, but it stimulates this parasympathetic part of the brain. Through the nose, we're stimulating those areas. The hypothalamus gland is getting stimulated. This is a very key gland to be stimulated to emit certain hormones that give oneself a connectedness spatially to one's surroundings. It gives one a sense of calm, of peace. It raises the energy, and these are all connected that go back down through the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is something that they're finding now. They're even stimulating that for people that are having things like heart conditions or certain seizures, because it calms the being down. It's the nerve that is stimulated that gives an arousal to compassion and love. So these aren't just silly things we're sitting doing these cockeyed exercises. It sets off a firing of a whole series of physiological responses that have a spiritual, you know, sort of that psychophysical spiritual connection. And the yogis knew that. These practices were given to us by Hazar and Nikon, but they go very far back to the ancient traditions that came down in Indian culture. So we're breathing in and out through the bridge of the nose. The eyes are concentrated there. There's an aligning to the physicality of the brain and the glandular functions that are encased within the gray matter of the brain. In front of the bridge, we see a color that is like a bright Crayola green color, but it's in the color of light, or in the color of a brilliant emerald. This is the element of water. And as we breathe in the nose and out the mouth, we breathe this green color in. Breathe in the nose and out the mouth. Breathing in through that center. The element of water. The breath is descending. Water teaches us humility, but it also is the element of progression. Water is in movement. So when we're stuck, when we've become really stuck or made too earthen bound, we need to get moving. You see, sometimes we get stuck in our projects or in our thinking or in our view, and we sometimes need to move, or we need to add progression to something. Progress. Progress. It is the element of progress, you could say. So we breathe in the nose and out the mouth. And this helps us to move gently and gracefully in life. So, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In the nose. Out the mouth. In. Now allow your awareness to rise to the center of your throat. And there you will, you breathe in your mouth and out your nose. The motion is rising, and this is the element of fire. You breathe in the mouth and out the nose. Again, the vertical direction is rising. The consciousness lifts to the center of the forehead. Your awareness is put there. The eyes also are directed upward as if looking at your forehead or the area of your forehead. And so begin that breath, breathing in the mouth and out the nose. And I'll talk a little bit about the attribute of fire in the mouth and out the nose. And you see, well, this aspect of fire is rising. Like when someone enters the room and a gentleman rises from his seat, it's respect, it's chivalry, it's this lifting oneself up, it's aspiring, raising one's consciousness. And what does fire do? It can warm us. It can give a warmth of character. A gesture such as that gives a warmth to one's character. And it shows one's self-respect. And what also does the warmth of character do? It is illuminating. And light illuminates us. Light is a quality of fire. We use torches when we go into the darkness. We use it into a cave. When we're going into our inner world, we need light. We need illumination, and this is fire. And fire can also give us energy. If we're tired, fire is a very good element. So in the mouth and out the nose, and we first, let's now take an exhalation, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in the mouth, out the nose. Is red, a brilliant red, like a cherry red, in the mouth, or a ruby, out the nose. In the mouth, going to raise our consciousness, but please know that again we're stimulating various functions. So the pineal gland, we know the fire element is the element of light, of illumination, but also stimulating that pineal gland. And the pineal gland is so, we know from scientific evidence that 10 minutes of sunlight a day is very important to our well-being. It makes us feel good because it stimulates the pineal gland. So here, when we were doing this breath through the forehead, that's what we're doing from a physical point of view, is we're stimulating that function. And hormones flow from that when it is stimulated. This is why some of the yogis can live for 100 more years. This is why they also have a very youthful physical appearance, because they're doing these things that we've lost this knowledge of, but we have the privilege. Hazrat Inayat Khan has brought it. He brought it in 1910 for the first time to the West. So then the next breath is the glance gets cast upwards. It's like the whole cap of the inner skull is stimulated. And you know, it's like those beautiful images we see when they hooked the electrodes up to the brain. There's all this firing of a mechanism that's taking place when the glance gets cast upward. The energy now is drawn up to the crown. And what do we know of the crown area? This is the crown of nobility. This is the crown of wisdom. They crown kings and queens. They put jewels upon their heads that embrace all these colors. Think of it. They have rubies and emeralds and sapphires and diamonds. Those are all in the... There's symbolic reason for that. You're crowning yourself with this breath. And the breath is in the mouth and out the brow. And the color is a sapphire blue. Or again, think of your Crayola blue color. That bright blue. You could say like a very deep sky color. Blue. In the form of light again. And we're breathing that in through that crown center, this blue light. And the eyes are cast upwards. The breath is in and out the mouth. It's the element of air. And so this is the element of spaciousness. No boundaries. And they say this is the element of the great artists. They're not earthbound. Their minds are expansive. Their hearts, their awareness is expansive. And they're pulling out of the collective somewhere. We don't know where. The atmosphere, these beautiful ideas that are manifest then through their aspiring, through the fire element, through their accomplishment through the water element, and in the manifestation into the earth element. You see, they're bringing all of that down. But for now, we're concentrating just on the air element. We could say it's the element of fire is aspiration, air is inspiration. So here the breath is in and out the mouth. Again, the color blue. We're breathing in through that center. We're enlightening that center. And let's breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, mouth. Exhale, mouth. Inhale. Exhale. Your glance up as if you're looking at a point in space high above the head, and there we see a brilliant white light, and that light is being informed by an all-pervading light that is coming focused, you know, like it's kind of like a telescope moving to a microscope, bringing in all this light into this point, that's then focused, and that light is shining down through our beings, around our beings. Every cell of our being is informed with this light. This is the place of illumination. This is the place of union. This is the place of feeling connected. The breath is relaxed. The breath is in and out the nose, but in a quiet manner. The breath is very refined. This is the element of ether. And there is no rhythm. It just is. So rest in the breath. Allow the glands to be high and the light to shine into your being. And not only into your being, but through your being, radiating. In the nose and out the nose. This experience inform your being. The quality of this experience is a touchstone that no matter how we may be called upon to act in the world or be in the world, if we have an inner composure of this, it is a very useful thing. It's very healthy for us, and it's also very beneficial to others. So these are the elements. They can and really are prescribed collectively as a way of studying them and experiencing them, so that they can also be called upon individually, should they need to be, to help, again, Hasrat Anayat uses the word mold or shape the character of our being. In this way, Sufism is not, again, a religion. It's more of a moral culture. A culture within ourselves that then radiates and touches others. It doesn't require a special handshake or special fancy words or special anything. But oneself becomes transformed into something quite special, quite extraordinary through the practice. And the path of initiation is a sacred path that does, whether one can understand it with the mind or not, links one to a whole succession of masters, saints, and prophets, that although there, it's as if it is becoming connected in some way, in a different way. It's the difference between crossing a great river in a boat or trying to swim to the other shore. There have been many successful oarsmen or oars people that can show us the way and help us. So allow that orb of white light to descend in through your crown and flow through every part of your being. There are some that live in the world just merely on breath and maybe a little water, nothing more, because through the breath they gain all the sustenance they need. Let this light give you sustenance, revivify you, and balancing you, enlightening you, reforming you, nurturing, healing, balancing, loving. Just a few more things on the breath, putting a phrase on the breath, which is to the Sufis is known as fikr, F-I-K-R, fikr, putting a phrase on the swing of the breath. And if you could, while breathing in, breathe in the phrase, and these are phrases from the prayers, the different prayers throughout the day. And the first phrase is, pour upon us thy love and thy light. And the second phrase is, disclose to us thy divine light. Pour upon us thy love and thy light is from the morning prayer. Disclose to us thy divine light is from the evening prayer. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth, I believe, is also from the morning prayer. But we'll use them in this way. Breathing in, disclose to us breathing in, pour upon us thy love and thy light. Hold. Disclose to us thy divine light, and breathe out, use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth. Breathe in, pour upon us thy love and thy light. Hold, disclose to us thy divine light, and breathe out, use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth. Breathe in. Disclose, pour upon us thy love and thy light, and hold, disclose to us thy divine light. Breathe out, use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth. In, pour upon us thy love and thy light. Disclose to us thy divine light. Use us for the purpose thy wisdom chooseth. Pour upon us thy love and thy light. Disclose to us thy divine light. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooses. Thank you. ask that any benefit, anything that was harmonious and wholesome that was created here during this time, that it flows out from us in ever-widening waves of compassion and love. And we offer it to all those sentient beings, and all the holy ones of the past, present, and future. We offer them our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine truth. And we offer it and dedicate it for the benefit of all. For the closing prayer, and if you'll let us have a little bit of time, we have some tea and some bottled water and some treats. We have made a little special, I understand, Weight Watchers cake, if there is such a thing, but at any rate, she's assured us that it is. And please join us. We don't charge again for the teachings or the classes, but we do gratefully accept any generosity on your part. It flows from this household out to others that contact us often that are in need, and we help support a lot of causes with that money. So know that anything that you put there goes into a nonprofit account that then is disseminated, so it again flows out in ever-widening waves of beneficent and benefit. And anyone online can also do that. There's a donate there, and we have PayPal hooked up, so we're ready to go. So if we'll rise and we can hold hands. Say the closing prayer, the evening prayer, Kachin. Oh, thou who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand thy favor. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness, teach us thy loving forgiveness, raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit, and unite us all in thy perfect being.